Hey, hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by author, teacher and intuitive and friend, Diane Wing. Diane is the author of The Happiness Perspective, Seeing Your Life Differently and the True Nature of Energy, Transforming Anxiety into Tranquility. Her work explores happiness, energy, intuition, and how changing our perspective can completely transform the way we experience life. Over the next 40 minutes, we're going to be talking about why happiness isn't always what we think it is, how energy affects our daily lives, and practical ways to move from anxiety into a greater sense of calm and well-being. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you so much for having me.
We sort of started knowing each other probably about 2 years ago, different times I've been on your show, haven't I, with my different books?
Yes.
Yeah. And we realised that we both love, we're both petrol heads. We both like cars and horror movies.
Yes.
We have a lot of things in common. So obviously I know you. So we're going to talk about this part of the section, happiness perspective. But to begin with, Diane, for listeners meeting you for the first time, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspired your work?
I see so many people who ideally should be happy, and they're just not. And it makes me sad, right? And a lot of times, or let's take ownership here, most of the time, people do it to themselves because they're being told how to believe or what to think, or and it just, it makes me want to help people live their best lives, whatever that looks like for them, because there's no blueprint. So my books are not blueprints. I put exercises in there, and so that people can find for themselves what works for them. Yeah. I also do coaching it along the same lines, because I want people to discover their own joy, gifts, path in their way. There's no blueprint, folks.
No, everyone's different. Everyone is different. That's our thing. So one of the things that was interesting, what I thought fascinating, the happiness perspective. What do you mean by seeing your life differently?
It's a matter of perspective. So when you're looking at, I have to clean the house. I don't feel like cleaning the house. Instead of that, I am so fortunate to have a house that I get to make beautiful, that I get to keep clean, that, you know, it is safe for my family. Yeah. And that shifts the energy of the whole scenario, doesn't it? Like the first part, you could feel the downtrodden, the heaviness of that. And then you're looking at it differently and you're like, oh, this is wonderful. That changes everything in your life.
Exactly. I mean, Diane and I were talking the other day about manifesting, which isn't what we're talking about today. But when you start using gratitude for what you've got, you start to realize that you do have things that make you happy in your life, even like the simplest things of your bed and lots of things like that.
Yes.
So one of the things when I was looking at your book and everything, was something that came to mind. Can two people experience exactly the same situation yet feel completely different levels of happiness? Don't really know how to put it, how I mean it, but, you know, I'm holding my cat. Yay. Yeah.
Or yes.
Okay, your cat.
Yes.
But do you think we all feel happiness in a different way?
Yes, it depends on how we were raised to believe what happiness is, what advertisements around us tell us it should be. You know, things like that. And we all have that unique definition. And it's different for everybody. How we envision our ideal life It varies. Like for me, like you said, your cat, for me, my dog, I have my quiet, peaceful home where I can do my work and joyfully create. And that is my happiness. Like I don't really need anything else. I often thought, well, if I won, the $1 billion lottery, what would change? And it really, thinking about it, not much.
Yeah.
I might get more massages or something.
Or more cars, let's be honest, more cars. Which car should I take out today? I mean, in fairness, what do people do when they become millionaires? They buy bigger houses, they buy more cars, and we both talk about it. Materialistic things aren't the great thing. I think for me, if I was to do it, for me, and this isn't, oh, look at Saint Janine, I would just be able to help more of the little charities that I love to get involved with and that sort of thing. But I think you have to get to the point with people is what actually makes them happy. So and the other thing that I was going to say, what do you think about social media? Do you feel it distorts the understanding of happiness?
I think it depends on how you use it, and yes, it does have an effect, and it does blast all these crazy, chaotic energies at us, depending on how much time we spend on there. It's really hard because you see these people, they're on trips and they're doing this and they're smiling and they have a relationship. And then you start questioning, my relationship doesn't look that happy.
Yeah.
But for you, your relationship is likely the one that you created, that you chose. And if you went into their relationship, you might see things that wouldn't resonate with you.
Yeah.
So you really have to be discerning when you're on social media and be careful not to take it into yourself. Be happy for other people. That's how I treat social media. If somebody puts out something that they're so happy about, I'm like, yay, I reciprocate that joy for them,
Yeah.
right? But then if somebody puts out something they're upset or something isn't working out, I private message them. I don't post it publicly.
Yeah.
And I ask them, are you okay? Like what, I don't believe social media is the place to air our grievances, upset.
Yeah.
Because it does affect the people reading it, but it also exacerbates what you are going through.
I see. Yeah. So you build into the emotions of what the people who are sharing their grief or whatever, and your energy then takes on that. So you come out of your own energy spot and then go into that. I never thought of it that way. But actually, I
Yes.
do it all the time. Like if I'm watching the particular cat charity that I like, and they've just got a cat that's come in and everything, my heart just like jumps out and tries to do it. So when I don't want that bit because I can't help them, then I will spend time away from social media. But many of the listeners may be, well, people going through difficult times right now. How can someone who's feeling that difficult moment, how can they find that moment to find the happiness?
Okay, first of all, don't reinforce it like we just said on social media. Like, don't post about how upset you are losing the person. I suggest shifting that and saying, I am so fortunate to have had this many wonderful years with this person that I loved so much. The love that we shared was nothing I ever expected, and I'm so fortunate. So you want to see the benefit of whatever it is that's happening in your life,
Yeah.
right? Maybe it made you more appreciative
Yeah.
of of the time that we have, like how short time is. Maybe that's a lesson in here.
Yeah.
And that is a motivator. as opposed to, oh, it's, life is too short. And well, yeah, okay, so what are you going to do with that life, that limited time that we have? Are we going to help people? Are we going to love animals? Are we going to create something wonderful? It's really up to the individual. So you have to look at what your vision is and what you really feel is the way you want to live. What do you want your life to look like?
And I know you said that you have lessons or exercises that they do in the book. This is you've created this in the book for to help people do that.
Yes, and we talk about shift your perspective. So how do you do that? So something like look at setbacks. Everybody's going to have a setback. You're not unusual. Everybody has it, and I don't care what their social media account says. It's life is not perfect, and if it were, then we wouldn't have the opportunity for growth. We need those setbacks, right? So look at it as a redirection of your efforts. So an exercise might be take that setback. What was it about? Was it at work? Was it in a relationship? And how might you redirect it based on the lesson that you just learned through that experience?
Before we leave this subject, before we go for the break, I wanted to ask you a nice question. As you've worked with people over the years, what was the common pattern that you notice when they're happy? We know when people are unhappy, but the people you meet, what is it that makes them, you see them and then you always realize that they're happy? What is that? Is it because they, for me, I always think people who live in the moment are probably more happier than people live in the future, in the past. But what have you found during that time?
I found that they're beaming out. They're beaming out their energy, and it's bright and it's beautiful, and you can feel it. You can feel the uplift and the joy. The ones who aren't, they withdraw. Their energy is close to their body. I can feel it during Reiki sessions. I can feel the people who are holding on to these tight, hot balls of energy. That it's so detrimental. And then it could possibly manifest in the physical, heart conditions, high blood pressure, whatever that looks like. Remember, the energy, and I know you believe this, the energy really affects us physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually.
Well, 100%. I mean, energies. We live by this the way the energies. So I'm just going to hand over to our sponsors. You're listening to Feng Shui Your Way UK Health Radio with Janine Lowe. Stay tuned because after the break, we're going to explore Diane's fascinating work on energy, intuition, and how our environment can affect the way we feel.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, welcome back. Diane, your second book, The True Nature of Energy, Transforming Anxiety into Tranquility. What inspired you to write this book?
I see so much anxiety in the world, and it's all energetic. A lot of times it's the drama that people either create or experience that creates this anxiety. And so by looking at things with energetic consciousness, it takes you out of that drama reaction. So you're able to stay open to what the energy is telling you, as opposed to what somebody is putting upon you or what you're putting upon yourself. You know, somebody's screaming and upset and you're like, ah, and that the anxiety of that is just, it can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of people in your life that are like that, that energy is affecting you. Mm-hmm. So looking at it from the energetic consciousness perspective, what happens? Okay, you're feeling all this bombardment of agitated energy. What do you respond with? The energy of love. It seems like you need love right now, right? So you're not taking it in to yourself, and you're not reciprocating with more drama. Feeling your feet on the floor. Grounding's very important, folks, every day. It's important to ground and to feel centered regardless of what's going on. And so that's why I wrote this book, because if people go into energetic consciousness, you have more of a chance of being balanced and calm. And that's not, you know, all the time. Nothing is all the time. You know, but you're moving the needle away from feeling anxious about stuff. And it creates an openness that you may not have had before. For example, if you envision something that you've always wanted or you want to happen or you think that this relationship should look a certain way, if you stay open, the divine guides you to adjust the circumstances that could create a better outcome than you even ever envisioned.
Yeah,
exactly. We think we know everything. We don't.
I know. And I love how you said that. One of the things that, I don't know, maybe because I've got to the age that I am, I notice is that when you have the friends that are always, everything happens to them. They're very dramatic and they become, as we say, energy vampires on you. You get into the rhythm of living with anxiousness. So mm-hmm. It becomes like a drug, because it's, oh yeah, well, if this happens and we're going to do this and then we're going to do this and then, and it's all that. And a lot of people live in that drama world. Obviously at this age, I won't have any drama in my life. I'm the one, you know, I'll get an Uber, bye. You know, I'm not someone that would, I don't stand around drama at all. But I remember sitting around drama, and I remember yes. how it made me feel the word anxious all the time, because there was always something that I was meant to do that wasn't even what I would do. And if I could look back on myself now, I think I would have said to myself a long time ago, move away from that drama and you'll be so much more happier.
Yes, especially for the empaths out there. You know, people who are empathic take on the emotions of others. They feel the emotions of others so strongly. They don't like to be in crowds, but they don't realize that it's not their stuff. It's other people's stuff that they're responding to. I have a whole chapter in the energy book about empathic awareness, mm-hmm. and also about dumping, grounding, and protecting. So, like, letting go of the stuff that you've had and you've been holding on to for such a long time, it lightens your energetic load. Dump it. All the things that you're upset about, all the things that the narrative that's going through your head, all those negative thoughts, all that heart, that pain you feel in your heart chakra because you've been emotionally hurt, all the stomach problems because of the tension, and that's where the anxiety lives mostly, is the stomach.
Right.
So by letting go of that and dumping it into the ground, don't do it in the house, guys. Dump it outside or over the drain in the shower.
If our listeners were listening to this, right, how do you dump stuff?
Okay.
I know how to dump it, but some of our listeners may not know.
Yes. And there's a chapter about this and the true nature of energy. So
get the books, guys, because this is something you all need to know.
So again, starting at the head, getting rid of those negative thoughts that plague you, because that creates denser energy right out of the gate and increased anxiety. Let it go into your throat, where you release what the things you wish you had said and the things you wish you hadn't.
Right.
Down into your chest, where all that emotional pain lives, down into your stomach, where all the anxiety is, and just let it flow down your legs and out the bottoms of your feet and into the ground. And stand there until you feel empty. And if there are things that are stuck, ask it to leave. Tell it you don't need it anymore. And if you can't, work on it the next day. Then go 10 feet away, don't stand in the same spot, and pull up fresh earth energy, filling you completely. Don't like dump and then walk around, because then random energies could come in, because now you've made a space.
Yeah.
So you want to walk 10 feet away, you want to refill, and then I like to also send it shooting out the crown chakra, the top of the head, hitting the sky so that a giant column of divine white light comes down surrounding you and protecting you throughout the day.
I love that. I have to find trees.
Yes.
I'm a tree hugger. You know, that's my thing, especially the bigger the older, you know, I have that.
Me too.
Although this is a question probably for me, but can people's homes affect their energy levels? Have you come across that?
How does their home affect it? Yes. So if there's discord in the home, it's a good idea to open a window and sage clear it periodically.
Yeah.
Also, the people that you invite into your home, if they have jealousy toward you, that's going to linger in your house.
Yeah.
And you're going to start getting headaches, and you're going to start feeling wonky in your own space. Mm-hmm. Also, clutter. And we've talked about this on my show.
Yeah.
Clutter making you feel confused and foggy. So your home is your sanctuary. And unless you can invite people in who love you, who want the best for you, who are happy for you, there's going to be that darker, heavier energy that accumulates. So you have to clear it. And you might want to limit your time with those people and maybe meet them outside for coffee somewhere and don't have them in your house.
You know, I've only probably started doing that in about the last 4 or 5 years. I'm a bit of a party girl, so I'd be always the one having the party. And then something would happen or whatever. So now my house is very limited to who comes in. And I've done that because and the people that come in are very special to me. And, you know, I know when you get married or you get in a relationship and you have to bring the mother-in-law or the father-in-law and the brother or whatever, because that's how it is. Dan, you've hit it on the nail. Meet them outside. go for a walk and go for a coffee somewhere else. Don't bring them in when you've made your own house really sacred and
Yes.
ready for you. I think that's a really good idea.
Yes. Oh, and also just real quick, back to your tree comment. I too am a major tree person. That's where I get my energy. That's where the magic comes in. But the vegetation around your house, if you start cutting down trees, that's going to change the energy of your home, not in a good way. Because trees are protective. So I have like a silver maple protecting my house on the one side. I have a giant sycamore protecting my yard. And the energy of those trees, like they have spirits within them. And so you want to make sure that the energy of the plants that you have and the trees that you have on your property are aligned with your energy. Go outside and feel it. You'll know. You can feel it in your body. Does your body relax? Then you'll know
I
it's
have
right.
this massive, massive willow tree in my garden. When I bought this house 20 years ago, it wasn't as
Wow.
massive. And I have it trimmed, and like my neighbors are like, oh, you need to sort it. Now it's like a Yeti, but I have special guys come around and trim, and it goes back up, but it gets bigger by the thing. And I have fought for this. In the road, they were like, oh, I really think you should let that tree go. And I'm like, now people come to see it. But it's
Yeah.
my energy. It's my I love it.
Yes. Your whole the whole nature of your property would change.
Yeah, I agree. So anyway, we're just going to hand over to our sponsors. You've been listening to Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lowe, and today I'm chatting with Diane Wing. After the break, we'll be looking at practical tools, spiritual growth, and how listeners can create a calmer and more empowered life.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, so living with greater peace, intuition, and purpose. So, Diane, if somebody wanted to become more aware of energy, although you've helped us through the last two chapters of the thing, where would you start? How do you become aware of energy?
Okay, you've always been aware of energy. Always. We just ignore what we're getting because we don't trust ourselves. And so self-trust is critical in this journey. But sit with when you go out to somewhere and you walk into a room, a party, a restaurant, anywhere, sense, does this feel good to me? Do I like being here? And if you don't, leave. You're allowed to leave. But a lot of times we walk into a place and it feels wonky. Like I know a lot of like networking events, things like that, feel strange. Like the people here aren't the ones I'm supposed to connect with. Or there may be just one person. So gravitate toward that one person. But the rest, trust that what you're getting is accurate. Don't dismiss it.
A friend of mine was at a Tai Chi, was doing Tai Chi with me, and she was doing it for the first time. 15 minutes in, she went, "I'm going to have to go." And I was like, "Okay." And she went up to the Tai Chi woman who was already doing the thing and said, "I'm leaving." And the woman came up to me after and she said, "So did I do anything wrong?" And I went, "No, she just didn't. It just wasn't her thing." You know, I thought she was a little bit rude going, but I also understood it wasn't her place. And all she was doing was making her really unhappy. So what you've explained, being in the what should be the right place when you've been going to a party or going for a coffee with someone, and it doesn't feel right. You need to leave because that will be with you all the time, that feeling of anxiety or whatever they give off.
Yes, and don't go into places that have negative energy, like museums that have artifacts of war and torture and whatever. Like, there are places that have those in their space, and I'm like, why would you go in there? Especially if you're an empath. Bars, a lot of times, because alcohol really destroys your balance, and I'm not talking about just physically. Any kind of central nervous system depressant limits your ability to feel these things, but it also makes you depressed. And so you would be around depressed people, and you want to avoid that. It's not that we don't want to help, but when you're around people who have chosen to be a certain way, that's their path. Let them take responsibility for that. We can't fix people. And so that's the other part of this, is that we're not there to rescue. We can be supportive, and that's very different. That feels different, but we're not there for people to take our energy and try to bolster themselves with it,
It's a
right?
very, very hard thing to do, though. That's the thing. And I think the younger you are before you realize how fickle people are, and usually the energy vampires are the fickle people.
Yes.
Do they know they're energy vampires? Probably not, because they're just trying to get what they need. So I think that's the thing. The other thing is, right, with anxiety. Before we get onto my favorite subject, intuition, anxiety also, though, can help us where there's fear, like walking down a dark alley. Not that you should walk down a dark alley by yourself, but
Right.
that feeling is that there's two different anxiety that doesn't keep us happy and anxiety that supports us.
Yes, anxiety can be very motivating and protective, like you said. There was a bombing in Miami 1 year, and the people who survived said, I felt something, like something was wrong, and I left. And it wasn't long after that a bomb went off in the building. So trust what you're getting, absolutely. But anxiety, like when I was in graduate school, a lot of anxiety. You're pushing, you're learning, you're reading, reading, re like it, there's a lot of pressure in graduate school. And it motivated me to study harder, because the way I got rid of the anxiety for toward a test or whatever was coming up was to study harder. And so that motivated me in a huge way. So it can be motivating as long as it's not debilitating.
That's a, that, yeah, I think that's exactly how I would see it. Because the anxious, if I'm going, sometimes if I've got a new client coming on for the first time, and I think it's good, or even when I go on a new show, the anxiousness, it just means that I'm prepared, if you know what I mean. Anyway, can we talk about my favorite subject? Because we've only got 10 minutes left. Intuition. What's your thoughts on intuition? Comment out your wise one on intuition.
Everybody has intuition. It's a matter of degree. And everybody has a different form of it. So some people hear messages. Some people see it in their mind's eye. Some people feel it emotionally. So it's important to discover how your gift comes through. How do you hear the divine messages that are coming through? I call them divine downloads.
Yeah.
And you get them all the time. You know the phone's going to ring and it's going to be a certain person. You pick it up and there they are.
Yeah.
Everybody can do it. I think as a species, we were given this gift for survival. And so it's important for you to honor your gift and back to self-trust. Like I train a lot of people in tarot and astrology and their general intuitive abilities. And the hardest thing for them to grasp is self-trust. I was teaching a class and I paired people up with people they didn't know. So it wasn't like they had a preconception about what this person needed. And I said, ask for a message that to give to this person. And so I pointed to this one woman and she's like, I don't want to say it. I said, just say it. It's okay. It'll be fine. No, it's weird and it can't be right. And I said, just try it.
Yeah.
So she had a vision of a snowman on fire.
Wow.
And the person she was partnered with was like, wow, I hate winter and I want to move to Florida. See, so,
yeah.
Right. The way it comes through, if you're asking for a message for somebody else, a lot of times you're not going to know what it means. So you have to say it to the person, given that they already gave you permission to do this.
Yeah.
You know, because the vision that came through wasn't for her. That's why she's like, what is this? But it does put the kibosh on self-trust when you see something like that and you're like, what?
I know. I was training in medium. Well, I didn't know. I just thought I was going to an intuitive course many moons ago. And it was a mediumship. And so I said, I've got to go in the basic class. Well, I moved up four classes within 2 hours. Yeah. And the next thing, I was with Tony Stockwell, who's a big guy over here. I was on his stage. I've never done anything before. And someone said, well, have you got a message for us? And I said, I just see a man on a bike. And then I see the bike coming back without the man. But it didn't mean anything to me.
Right. But
this woman, it was her brother. And he'd gone down the road on his motorbike, had an accident, but the bike came, you know, like it fell, bike came back over. So you don't know. So when we have our everyday intuition for ourselves,
yes.
What's the first tip? Say, like, you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, I've got to go to work or whatever. I mean, that's not my life. I love what I do. But, you know, I think my personal thing, I think intuition comes in from the moment you literally wake up.
Yes. Whatever you're thinking of, you know, that has a lot to do with what's going to happen during the day. But at the same time, while you're going through your day, when you're driving and suddenly a divine download comes in and says, don't make a left, go right. And you're like, but left is the way home and I need to make a left. And then you hit all this traffic.
Yeah, that's a brilliant.
Again, you're not trusting. You know, when it comes through and it's out of nowhere, that's when you know it's not your logical mind giving you a thought.
Yeah.
You have to differentiate between the two. And when it feels just gentle, subtle, it comes in and you're like, oh, okay. And just, it's a knowing. You just know it's true. But that takes practice. To trust it.
Yeah. I remember we were coming back from Scotland and we were all coming back for Christmas and it said, what's that thing that you in your car? It tells you, I've forgotten the word for it. Anyway, it said, there's an accident, take this turning. and it's all going to be red and everything. Everyone was like, the group, they're going, oh, we're gonna turn off here. You know, we're talking on the phone. I goes, no, I'm gonna go straight on. Yeah, but that's where the accident is. And I was like, no, trust me, I'm doing it. And I got home before them all because everybody turned off and the accident had been cleared up. Do you know what I mean? But
There you go.
it's believing, and it came through in a voice, you know, sat nav, that's it, sat nav. It came through in a voice like, no, Janine, just keep going. And because I'm so used to trusting it, you know.
Yes.
So we're coming to the end. I can't believe this. If listeners could do just one thing this week to improve their happiness and well-being, what would you suggest? One thing. You could do two.
Let go of what no longer serves you. Let it go. Even if it's a long-held goal, it may not be what you need at this point anymore. You know, it may be something else that's better for you. That long-term goal that you're holding on to and beating yourself up over because you haven't achieved it, poof, let it go. And
Wow.
then watch the new thing come in that makes you like so happy.
Yeah, that is so powerful. I've never thought of doing that because I'm a bit of well, not now, but I used to. But that is such a good suggestion because we have this, oh, well, I'm going to move house, or I want to get to this job, or I want to get that. And you beat yourself up the whole time, don't you? Because you're not actually getting there.
Yeah. And don't start sentences with, when I get XYZ, then I'll be happy.
Oh no.
No.
Never, 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 never. So where can people find out about your books and your work?
Go to DianeWingAuthor.com. You could see all my books on there. And of course, there are Amazon and everywhere books are sold. Also, my DianeWing.com website has a free vibrational quiz. You can find out where you're energetically vibrating, what's your frequency. It'll give you your score right there. And there's a lot of free blog articles, and you'll see some of my games and like my insight stones and pathways deck. And these are all focused on personal insight, self-awareness. So there are tools you can use that are not complex that you can tap into and practice starting trusting yourself and getting messages
Wow.
that way.
Wow,
So, and I
listeners.
also have a YouTube channel at Diane Wing. So check that out. And you'll also see Janine on there.
I'll be on there next month or so. Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's always a pleasure speaking to you, as you know. I think you've given our listeners lots of information, and I totally am going to go and take that. I didn't even know you had that on your website. I'm going to see what my vibration is. So thank you so much, Diane, for coming on.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.